Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, November 16th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: largest trade deal ever, analysts size up RCEP, and rally goes on. Leading today's news: 15 countries that make up nearly a third of the world's population and gross domestic product formed the world's biggest trading bloc over the weekend. The Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, was signed by China, Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, and the 10 ASEAN member countries, wrapping up 8 years of negotiations before the next U.S. administration comes into office. The deal aims to strengthen supply chains with common rules of origin, reduce tariffs, and codify new e-commerce laws. In the bigger picture, Beijing has specifically looked to RCEP as an opportunity to write regional rules and diversify its avenues of trade amid declining economic relations with the U.S. after it pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership in 2017 and engaged in a broader tariff war. In other news, the diplomatic messaging of RCEP may be just as important as the economics, a coup for China, wrote analysts from Citi Research, though others are more skeptical, saying the deal was much weaker than TPP. Tariffs among many RCEP member countries are already low given existing bilateral or smaller multilateral trade agreements. For example, more than 70% of trade among the 10 ASEAN countries are conducted with zero tariffs, while additional tariff reductions under RCEP will only come into force gradually, and it will be years before the treaty is fully operational, said Gareth Leather, senior Asia economist at consultancy Capital Economics. Traders are once again shaking off fears about rising coronavirus cases after Pfizer and BioNTech last week announced strong results for their COVID-19 vaccine. Dow futures are ahead by 1%, while contracts tied to the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are up 0.9% and 0.6% respectively, building on recent rotation into value stocks. Expectations are high that Moderna will report a similar performance for its coronavirus vaccine, which also uses mRNA technology, perhaps as early as today. An average of nearly 150,000 new daily infections have been recorded in the U.S. over the past week, while deaths approach 250,000 as of Sunday, according to data from Johns Hopkins. A clearer picture is emerging of how a Biden administration will handle the coronavirus, as more advisors from his task force weigh in on the pandemic. Vivek Murthy, a former U.S. Surgeon General and one of three leaders of the task force, as well as Atul Gawande, a senior advisor in the Department of Health and Human Services in the Clinton administration and medical writer, say they favor targeted local measures to stem the pandemic rather than a nationwide lockdown. Biden's coronavirus team will also meet with leading drug makers developing coronavirus vaccines this week to discuss the mechanics of manufacture and distribution. Newsmax Media is not actively looking to sell itself, CEO Christopher Ruddy told Variety, following a Wall Street Journal report that said Trump allies were targeting a buyout to rival Fox News. Newsmax would never become Trump TV, he said during the interview. We have always seen ourselves as an independent news agency and want to continue with that mission. But we are open. Trump is going to be a political and media force after he leaves the White House, and we would be open to talking to him about a weekly show. Trump has tweeted his displeasure with Fox about calling Arizona early in the recent presidential election and has reportedly told friends he wants to wreck the network. Fresh off of receiving certification for human travel, Elon Musk's SpaceX launched 4 astronauts into orbit Sunday evening, marking the beginning of regularly scheduled commercial flights to the International Space Station. Everything appeared to go as planned, with the first stage rocket booster successfully landing in a seaborne drone ship, and the Crew Dragon capsule expected to link up with the ISS tonight. SpaceX launches are projected to cost NASA about 40% less on a per-astronaut basis than Russian Soyuz missions, freeing up agency funds to explore deeper into the solar system. Some jolting news has arrived out of Detroit after Ford CEO Jim Farley made it clear the company is now interested in making its own electric batteries instead of relying on third-party suppliers. "Absolutely, we're discussing it as a team. We think that it's a natural time now because our volume is really growing," Farley declared, nearly 2 months after Tesla held its battery day, with promises of new breakthroughs. Ford is set to release its all-electric Mustang Mach-E very shortly, to be followed by the electric Transit commercial van next year, and an all-electric version of its flagship F-150 pickup in 2022. Walmart first entered the Japanese market in 2002 by buying a 6% stake in Japanese supermarket chain Seiyu, and gradually built up its stake before a full takeover in 2008. But things didn't go exactly as planned. The retailer has had a tough time in the country, like foreign entrants such as Tesco and Carrefour, which were lured by the high spending power of the Japanese consumers but were hit by stiff competition. Struggling to make money, Walmart is currently selling a majority stake in Seiyu to investment firm KKR and a 20% stake to e-commerce company Rakuten for a total of $1 billion. The deal is the latest divestiture of underperforming assets by Walmart following its exits in Britain, Argentina, and Brazil. Back in April, widespread coronavirus outbreaks among employees in the U.S. meatpacking industry forced companies and others to shut dozens of plants across the country. More than 16,000 workers were infected and 86 died, according to the CDC, while farmers had to euthanize tens of thousands of animals, and some supermarkets had to ration meat purchases. The response? Besides spending heavily on protective gear and redesigning workstations, companies like Tyson are using infection tracking algorithms and ongoing employee testing. The system compares positive employee tests with where they work in plants, along with publicly reported infection rates in the counties and towns around its 241 U.S. processing facilities. "We can dial up the algorithm when we sense there's something going on in the community, and we're much more prepared for a second wave," said CEO Dean Banks. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, Bitcoin, and crude oil are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.